what books would you recommend for a layman to improve his or her religious knowledge?
Iska inhisar is par hai ki kaun aadmi kis darje tak deen ko janna chahta hai. Dekhiye, ek to maine jaise arz kiya ki deen ka scholar ya alim banne ka darja hai, ye to 40 saal 45 saal ki baat hai, ye har aadmi ka kaam bhi nahi hai. Aur har aadmi se ye Allah tawakkul bhi nahi karte. Duniya ka nazm chalna hai, isme kuch log honge jo is shobe ka intekhab karenge. Aam aadmi ki haisiyat se unko itna deen janna chahiye ke jisse koi unko dhoka na de sake, deen ke mamle mein unko basirat hasil ho jaye, unke zehn mein uthne wale zaruri sawalat ke unko jawabat mil jaye. To iske liye phir kuch darje ho sakte hain. Ek darja to ye hai ke aap jis nuqtae nazar ke ahle ilm par ehtimad rakhte hain unke zariye se bunyadi deen seekh le. Bunyadi deen mein sabse badi cheez ye hai Quran Majeed, yani Allah ki kitab Quran Majeed ka sada tarjuma kam se kam ek martaba achhi tarah kagaz pencil leke padh le, aur jo sawalat zehn mein paida hon unke bare mein kisi achhe scholar se unko discuss kar le. Ye kam se kam satah hai. Iske baad agar Allah aapko taufeeq de to aap is satah par bhi padh sakte hain jisme aap comparatively dekh saken ke deen kya hai, usme pehle kya makatib e fikr rahe hain, ab kya hai, kis kis pehlu se logon ne usko dekha aur socha hai. To ye agar daaira hai is darje tak pahunchna hai to iske liye mere nazdeek agar aap puri musalmanon ki tareekh mein se chand cheeze utha le, yani isme bhi koi had nahi hai, ilm ki koi inteha nahi hoti, chand cheeze utha le to aapko ek nazar ho jayegi. Masalan Imam Ghazali ki Ihya ul Ulum ko agar aap utha le, aur isi tarah se Imam Ibn Taymiyyah ki Minhaj us Sunnah ko agar aap utha le, aur isi tarah Shah Wali Ullah ki Hujjatul Balagha ko utha le, مولانا سید ابو اللہ صاحب مودودی کی اسلامی نظام زندگی کو اٹھا لیں اور اس فقیر کی میزان کو اٹھا لیں تو آپ پوری امت کی 14 صدیوں کے سارے مکاتب فکر کی دین کی تعبیر کا کمپیریٹو مطالعہ کرنے قابل ہو جاتے ہیں.